All right, I'm here joined with head men's basketball coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Troy Larson. And exciting times here at the college as we look to start our seasons actually tomorrow night as the Lakers travel to Iowa Western Community College. And coach, just talk to us a little bit. You know, how has the team handled COVID and the protocols and everything that's been going on?
Sure, it's definitely been very well. Thanks first, Ashley, for having us on here. It's been a very unique, you know, time period, obviously, without, I think one of the press releases that we're sending out today, I think it's been like 306 days since we've competed, you know, and normally you got about a 6 month window in there where you don't compete in games. And so it's just been interesting. It's been challenging at times, but I will say this, it's also been pretty rewarding at times. I feel like we have really good protocols in place through the, you know, the national health organizations, the state health organizations, county health departments, and then as well as the NJCAA, the ICCAC, and then Iowa Lakes itself. So I think we've done a great job of keeping our student athletes completely healthy or as healthy as we can. I don't think there's been any transmission that I'm aware of that from being on the court or in the gym or in the weight room or training of the virus. Now I've obviously, just like everybody else, we've had some athletes that have came down with it, but as far as you know, getting it by being a part of a team or in an on campus in our gym or in a weight room, that hasn't happened. So I feel really good about our protocols, and probably the last thing I'll say about it is our guys need this stuff. I mean, there's a lot of restrictions placed on all of us is what you can and can't do. And we had five scrimmages during the fall semester, had about 60 actual practices as well as numerous, workouts and numerous small group workouts. And I can say without a question doubt, there was never one time where our guys didn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. And that's unique. It's unique to have that long a time period where they all wanted to be there. But for mental health and everything like that, our guys need this. And it's the 2 hours a day that they can come and forget about the virus and do something that's normal for them. And so I'm really looking forward to the season. I'm really looking forward to hopefully staying healthy so we can have a season.
Absolutely. And I know you do have some core returners this year. So, you know, talk to us a little bit about the returners and what you expect from them this season.
Sure. We got three really good players back. Headlining Keyshawn Pegues is back, and, you know, out of Davenport Central, and he had a really good freshman year in which he was first team all conference and led the league in rebounding and you know, I think was a two-time conference player of the week. He was one-time national player of the week, you know, returning at about 13 points and 9 rebounds. Worked really hard in the offseason, developed some new skill sets. He's a better shooter than what he was. I can tell he understands the game better. So we're really looking forward to him. He's got a high motor. He's a high flyer. He chases balls as good as anybody I've ever seen. And he's a great 2-3-4-time jumper. You know, he'll tip a ball, land, and go get it while everybody else is still landing. He's just got a unique ability to do that. And we're really excited for him. And he's got a chance to be a good player, and he'll play out of here. And then our other returning starter is Kevin Cook, who started at the 5. Kevin averaged about 10 points and 5 rebounds. And just like Keyshawn, he's better this year than what he was last year. And then our third returner is Dylan Carlson, out of Ankeny. Played for his dad, Brant, down there at Ankeny High. And Dylan's better than what he was last year as well. Dylan got about 8.5-9 points a game. Really good shooter, smart, tough kid. You can tell he's a coach's kid. So look for him to play. You know, last year being behind JB a little bit and Boston and Malcolm, his minutes at times were limited. You know, he's probably about 15 a night. And this year he should probably play 25 to 30. And so look for his numbers to be a lot better and a lot more productive than probably what he has been in the past. So, you know, those three returners have done a really good job setting the tone. And then we have a fourth sophomore in Xavier Jones, and Xavier's a Division II transfer from Northern Michigan, about 6'4", 6'5", kid, and he's got a chance to be a good player as well. Strong, tough, good ball handler, kind of a Blue Tyler type kid, kind of a point forward. So I think between those four, they've been giving us really good leadership and have been doing a nice job.
Yeah, that's exciting, and I know you guys have a fair amount of newcomers this year. So, you know, talk to us about a few that you really expect to make an impact for you guys.
Sure, we got some really good new guys as well. Like you're saying, Ashley, you know, we got Oz Myborg out of Cedar Rapids. Oz is a good player. His dad Tori played back here in the day. It was a good player for us. Oz is a little combo guard and tough and shoots. So we're really excited about him. Ryan Hall, a 6'5" guy out of suburb out of Dayton, Ohio. Ryan's been offered. He has a Division I offer already. Kind of plays a point. We can also combo him. Shoots it well, tough, and then that 6'5" range, you know, that's really good length at the point guard position. So we're excited about what he can bring. Colton Shute, Yorkville, Illinois, about an hour away from Chicago. Big time athlete, strong, physical player. He's another guard in that 6'4" range. So we got good size in the guards, which is good. Caleb Johnson, another point guard that we're really high on out of Baltimore, Maryland. Caleb works hard and has he has a good pace to him and a good feel, and he's probably one of our most talented guys offensively from a scoring perspective. And then we got a couple other young bigs that were high on. Jonathan Olden out of Chicago, 6'6", 6'7", runner, jumper, plays a lot like Keyshawn, so it's been good to see somebody going against Keyshawn that's kind of like him and can challenge and contest shots, so he's a good player. And then finally, Joseph Owens is another good player, and he's out of DeKalb, Illinois, and just, you know, 6'6", above rim, tough, hard-nosed, plays hard, can play numerous positions. So we got quite a bit of length and quite a bit of athleticism that we added. I think we can shoot it well enough. Probably don't shoot it quite like we did last year, but we should be able to shoot the ball okay as well. So very excited about our returners and then the new guys that we added.
Yeah, it sounds like a really strong group. And, you know, what areas do you think the team, you know, will be strong at and successful this year?
Sure. I like our length. I think we're very versatile. I think we should be able to defend people. I think we should be able to rebound it. I think we should be very balanced scoring. I don't see us maybe having a primary guy, but I think we have 7 or 8, 9 guys that can probably score. I do like our depth. There's a couple of guys I didn't mention that we'll add into the mix too. I think we pretty much have around 11 guys I think could factor in and could have a significant chance of playing. We did add one transfer at semester, which we were allowed to bring somebody in at break. We added AK in, a kid out of Minneapolis. Again, another, you know, 6'6", 6'7", kind of wing, 2, 3, 4 type guy that can give us even more versatility. So I think we're going to be long. I think we're going to be able to defend. We should be able to share. We should have good balance. It's just going to be how quickly can we figure out how effective basketball teams are and how committed are we to doing the little things on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then finally, Coach, you know, what do you expect to see out of conference play this year?
Well, it's very unique this year in the fact that we're playing everybody twice at all levels, you know, so we play in Hills twice. You know, I wish we may talk about this at the end, but crowd or no crowds, we got Indian Hills in the house. And I know that's always been a big crowd for our fans, but Indian Hills, Burlington, Southeastern, we play them twice, home and home. We play Northeast twice, we play Marshalltown twice. So that's 8 games out of our 22 that we're allowed this year are at against opponents that are at the level above us, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we play 14 in our meat grinder, including Iowa Western this year. So Little Priest is not playing this year, but Iowa Western dropped down and they're playing Division II in men's basketball, and they're a good program. They always have been. They've always had really good players. So, I mean, it's 22 games of just an absolute dogfight. But, you know, us and Kirkwood, probably the last 10 years, have been there competing for championships. I think that'll be the case again this year. And then it seems like there's always a couple more. You know, DMAC won it last year. I think they got some good returners. They'll be solid. Obviously, you got Iowa Western joining, so it'll be a dogfight, and there's no nights off. But talk to the guys and talk to anybody. That's what you want as an athlete and as a competitor. You want the games to be tough, and you want them to be nice and solid, and every night to be a dogfight. And so we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And Coach, you kind of touched a little bit on it, but what can you tell us fans, you know, what to expect this season?
Sure. Well, as of right now, we're not allowing fans in the gyms. You know, which obviously we're all disappointed. But the presidents of our league, as well as our league's guidance and direction, have figured that's the best way to keep our student athletes safe, and that's hard to argue. It really is, you know, because we're bringing in people from all over, and it's hard to monitor and know what certain people have. So, no fans as of day one. You know, we do got a great website, iowalakesathletics.com, that we will webcast all of our home events. So please check us out there. We're having another meeting as athletic directors on February 1st, in which we'll revisit. And whether that's a pass list type thing for parents, maybe it's continuation of no fans, maybe it start to release some of the restrictions. But we'll let our fans know through our webpage, through some press releases. Our hope would be that maybe by the end of the season, we're able to have some fans, and we'd sure love it because we think we got some really good teams coming. But as of right now, again, no fans, but check us out at iowalakesathletics.com.
Absolutely, Coach, and thanks so much, and best of luck this season.
Okay, thanks, Ash. Appreciate it.